It is The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. We focus on a new nonprofit children's museum in downtown Wausau, offering educational experiences through play with exhibits that are informed by life in central Wisconsin. Call in with a question. You can share comments at 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Julie Bowman is Executive Director of Children's Imaginarium. Julie, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Thank you for having us, and happy Valentine's Day.
Yes, to you too as well. So with the Imaginarium, you're focusing on STEM, science, technology, engineering, and math. Why focus on these subjects for the museum?
It's important, very important for our community. It provides an opportunity that did not exist in our community for a number of years. A project that started back in 2000 and finally opened the doors on December 6th of 2023. But it's really years long in the making of collaborative groups coming together, both needs within our community based on industry, education, families, feedbacks, gathering sessions and information, and the need to help promote these important environmental things for our community, science, technology, engineering, and math, to provide those opportunities at an early age for kids to learn and then pursue additional careers, interests, STEM interests, and possibly, retain within the Central Wisconsin area for our industry and for our livelihood. It's really a great circle connection, a great opportunity for our community.
How do the museum's exhibits reflect life and the environment and the natural features in central Wisconsin?
Yeah, really great question. So as you come into our museum, we have the STEM tree, which stands for stands for stupendous, tremendous experimental machine. It is a nod towards our natural resources here in Wisconsin, central Wisconsin. All of our wonderful animals and the beautiful trees that we have here. So a nod towards our natural resources, as well as towards our simple and complex machines that are integrated into the machine. So for instance, as part of the machine or part of the exhibit, there is a reaction time portion. There is a section that represents photosynthesis through simple and complex machines where kids can see how they interact together, but still understand the complexity of photosynthesis. We have a beautiful mural on the back of our wall, which is representation of Marathon County, incorporating the ski hill that's here, our ginseng fields, things such as our balloon glow, which was an event here in town that draws a lot of attendance. Lots of things and placemakers that are here in town. In our water exhibit, we actually have a kayak course, which is represented again here in Marathon County in Wausau, downtown Wausau. We have the kayak course. So kids can understand the importance of water and how water flows. They can design their own personal kayak course. Mm-hmm. They can use manipulatives.
That sounds so fun.
I know. You'll have to come and visit.
Oh, dear. Well, and I would imagine, too, that you really had to work very closely with the exhibit makers to make sure it was a true reflection of life around you and what kids are seeing around them growing up in Marathon County.
Yes, and that was a really intense process. Before coming on as the executive director, I was actually part of the exhibit committee, and we worked with Kidzibits, which is a professionally designed exhibitor out of St. Paul, Minnesota. That's all that they do is they design children's museums. We're not buying exhibits from a catalog and selecting it. We created listening sessions, again, vignettes throughout a two-year period of time where they came in from St. Paul and met with, again, educators and met with our industry and helped design these exhibits that represent Marathon County and central Wisconsin. We actually had the Green Heck Group help design part of the exhibits, our wind power play. Their engineers help give suggestions that were impactful for them as when they were youngsters in their life. So something that they could bring to our community that made an impact in their life that is an industry here in town.
And Julie, you're opening midway through the school year. What are you doing to incentivize field trips to the museum from not just the Wausau area, but farther afield as well?
Yeah, we have been very fortunate to have field trips all over central Wisconsin, as far north as Arvida and as far south as Milwaukee. We had some virtual families come in and homeschool networks. We have been fortunate to have over six, excuse me, over 700 kids that have come through our doors since we opened since December 6, in field trips. And word of mouth and promoting it on our social media seems to have really provided interest. Again, there isn't anything like this in central Wisconsin, and we are excited to be, partaking in that exploratory opportunity for students to learn more.
Well, and this is hands-on as well. And so children
Correct.
are interacting, they're trying things. And so how do you keep your exhibits both clean and in working order so that they don't,
Yeah.
break apart?
Yep. So part of the engineering process and then part of the design by Kidzibbets is that they are engineered to be very durable. They are designed to have lots of repetition, and we know that kiddos sometimes can be a little tough on them, and that's what they do. That's why, again, we specialize in reaching out and working with them specifically. So they're very durable. And then during these cold and flu seasons, we clean every night. In addition, we bring in a professional cleaning crew 3 times a week to do really heavy, deep cleaning because we want to make sure that experience is a positive experience for all. It's a great opportunity for us to collaborate with our community here and provide those opportunities.
Julie Bowman is executive director of a new nonprofit children's museum in downtown Wausau. You can call in with a question, share your perspective along the way at 800-642-1234. I'm Kate Archer Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. It is the morning show. I'm Kate Archer Kent. After years of planning, a children's museum in downtown Wausau is a reality. We examine this project and what it offers children and families. And you can be part of the discussion. Call in with a question. Share comments. 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Julie Bowman is here, executive director of Children's Imaginarium. Julie, the Imaginarium is built where the old Wausau Center Mall once stood. How does the museum contribute to the city's plans for revitalizing the downtown area?
Well, we're excited to be a partner with the downtown area. We're bringing families into downtown Wausau, both for tourism dollars and as another experience or stop in central Wisconsin. The revitalization effort here in downtown is so exciting. If you could see out our beautiful glass windows, you would see that there's tons of opportunity. And in May, T-Wall will be starting with the construction of the foundry. So we're excited to have more construction in our area, bringing retail space and then living for downtown Wausau as well.
Okay, so you find that there is certainly a draw then to the downtown area. You see revitalization underway and walkability.
Oh, most definitely. It's really exciting to see. Since we've opened, we've probably had over 9,000 daily admissions into our museum space. Across the way, Jimmy John's, which is a family-friendly, restaurant, just opened up. There's a chocolate shop that opened up as well, which is having gourmet chocolate and gelato. Also, the Pinery, a wonderful coffee shop, the Forward Beverage, which is a non-alcoholic kind of bar and distributor there, which is exciting. Lots of buzz and excitement down here to make this area really inviting.
Yeah, and there's the buzz now in the new museum. How do you keep the attendance momentum up? How do you keep that foot traffic?
Well, I think it really has to do with like creating an experience that is new and fresh every time. We know that when kids come back, they will find something new every time they come. But we also want to have really state-of-the-art programming. So, like for instance, this week we have International Day of Women in Science that are featured in our STEM lab. We, as part of the exhibit experience, you have access to our STEM lab, which is a very robust experience. So now they're learning about Emily Warren Roebling, who oversaw the completion of the Brooklyn Bridge and understanding construction of bridge and engineering bridges. We have Grace Hopper, who is American Computer Science and United States Rear Admiral. She did coding. And so we have beginning coding, even coding for littles. So we want to provide those opportunities that kids can expand their learning beyond possibly the school day.
Not all families can afford to go. How will the
Sure.
museum break down like those economic barriers and social barriers so that all kids can access?
I'm so glad that you brought that up because that is something that I'm very passionate about. I worked formerly for the Wausau School District and worked in Title I schools. We have an Access for All program that will be coming out where we will allow reduced admissions and reduced memberships. Our museum is just not for a select few. We want to be a community-based museum for a lot of folks. We were fortunate enough to be awarded a Wausau community-based grant. So we are working with the Wausau School Districts to provide Title I family nights and again, more opportunities for reduced admission and memberships. We're working with community agencies like the Salvation Army to provide opportunities for those folks that while they're staying in the shelter during those long days, opportunities for them to come play for their families.
You mentioned a grant. What did you experience in the fundraising over the years? And were you able to get grants to get this project off the ground?
Yes, we were fortunate to receive a Wisconsin Economic Development grant, but mostly our funding is from local entities, support from our community. We really have a great relationship with our community. They saw the value, they saw the placemaking, the importance that was in this community to help develop this entity that we have here. And it's really a community-based organization to provide further learning and provide opportunities for all.
We're talking about a new children's museum in Wausau. Julie Bowman is here, Children's Imaginarium Executive Director. You can join in the conversation. Questions and comments at 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Julie, have any other museums been supportive in this venture, or did you get advice or help from other museums?
Yes, 100%. We are fortunate enough. Wisconsin is a very special collaborations of children museums where we have a network of Wisconsin children's museums here in central in the state of Wisconsin. Actually, Wisconsin has the largest number of children's museums as compared to other states. And they are tremendously helpful with the outreach. We have been down to the museum in Appleton and over to Fond du Lac. We have even in Stevens Point, the museum, the children's museum that's there as well. Madison has been a tremendous outreach as well. It's a wonderful network of executive directors and staff members who help build collaboration. We want us all to succeed. We're all providing opportunities in our neighborhoods to provide these opportunities for families and for children to expand their learning.
Is there a common challenge that you grapple with as a group?
Yeah, I can't speak for the group, but I can speak from here in central Wisconsin. Staffing is a challenge to try to find workers. That is one of our challenges. We have part-time employ we have part-time positions. We have a tremendous volunteer network that we have that come into our facility, but finding additional employees to work on weekends or evenings is a little challenging. Part of the even the benefits of working in our museum is you get a free admission for our free membership for four. So we're trying to find opportunities to expand those learnings, working with universities for youth apprenticeship, the AmeriCorps, internships. We're trying to, find all different opportunities to find workers here so that we can expand those hours and provide more opportunities for families here.
In terms of expanding hours, is it mainly an issue for weekends? Or are you finding like weeknights is an issue as well?
Actually, all of the
Huh,
above,
okay.
D, all of the above, even daytime help, trying to find people that would be willing to work during the day, because they're allocated to other jobs, right? And so evening hours, it can be challenging, and then weekend hours, it's really challenging to try to find those opportunities for workers to work part-time.
Do you think it's because our state is at near record low unemployment levels? Like, what do you think is the issue?
I'm going to leave that up to the economist to answer that question. I'm not sure. I'm not sure with what that solution or that answer is. I know that we're challenged to find workers here in central Wisconsin. So any way that we can find skilled workers would be a great opportunity.
Okay, so if you're looking into that interactive crystal ball that the kids love,
Yes.
where do you see yourself as a museum 5 years from now?
Yeah, I really want to be the number one community partner that people come to learn more about science, technology, engineering, math. I want my doors open for all walks of life, whether it's working with HOLA, a Hispanic society, whether it's working with special ed departments in school districts, whether it's just a family coming from Stevens Point to visit or from Minocqua to visit for the day. We want to be the premier science, technology, engineering, math. We want them to keep coming back. We want them to be learning more. And from a personal lens, I want those kiddos to be sparked with something that just makes them want to pursue something more in those fields.
Julie, thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure.
Julie Bowman is Executive Director of the Children's Imaginarium in downtown Wausau. I'm Kate Archer Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network.